الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us inshallah ta'ala to recite Al-Quran and to understand the Quran and to make the Quran in our life as a guidance, the great inshallah ta'ala light in our hearts, and to save us inshallah by Al-Quran and to guide us for Al-Quran inshallah ta'ala and to live in for Quran. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us and to help us inshallah ta'ala to give you a great idea from the Quran, from the authentics inshallah ta'ala. We continue inshallah ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Last time we saw exactly that Pharaoh, he saw a ru'ya, he saw a dream that a fire came from Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine and burned all the houses in Egypt for the people of Pharaoh, the people of Pharaoh, that exactly the households, all their family has been burned except the houses of the children of Israel. He woke up, screamed, "Somebody tell me, give me explanation, give me interpretations for this dream." And Al-Kahana, this exactly is some of his chief administration, those who exactly who say false about the future, the unseen, they told him, "The children of Israel, a child from the children of Israel will be born. And he will destroy you and will destroy all the family members and the follower of Pharaoh." So what did he do? He processed a law. Kill every boy will be born. Not the boy which has been born it already. Any boy will be born it, will be delivered from his mother, save his mother. And when she have a baby boy, you have, and he command all the tribes, which he divide the Egyptian people to tribes. He command every tribe to exactly to go and tell him and tell his chief administration about the baby boy which has been born in this area, in order to be killed. So he slaughtered a lot of children exactly without right, without justice. This is the way of the transgressions in every way, because of course he is a disbeliever, he is a kafir. And he said, "Save all the baby females, don't kill them." Yeah, baby females, they are weak, they cannot do anything. Exactly the woman all the time in history, they cannot exactly do like that, exactly the man's actions. That's exactly what happened. Umm Musa alayhi salam, the mother of Musa, she already delivered Harun. And she exactly, when Pharaoh saw this dream, she has a baby, another baby in her womb. And she hide herself from the people. She doesn't go outside. She try as much as she could to save her baby from Pharaoh, to save herself from the people, even from the people of her family members. She hide herself completely inside the house, because the people, if the people will figure that she's pregnant, it's by law which has been processed by Pharaoh, they have to go and tell Pharaoh and his people that if there is a mother there, she's going to have a baby. But after she delivered the baby, she cannot hide it anymore. Baby will cry inside the house. Exactly, everybody will figure out. And if you hide it, you will be in a trouble. If you hide it, you will be in a trouble. Anybody will hide this story, he will be killed from Pharaoh. So everybody tried to save himself and his family people. Right? Everybody will save himself to go and tell Pharaoh. That's what happened in that time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salam, because she feared, she used to keep him, hide him, She tried exactly when she he cried, she tried to run for him to give him the milk in order to exactly to keep him quiet, because she feared that maybe somebody outside of the house will hear the baby, and there is no baby there in that time in this town. And then she tried hard, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her something. All the show is running by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open the Quran and see what happened in this inshallah ta'ala. In ayah number 7 in Surah Al-Qasas, we took alhamdulillah 6 ayat from Surah Al-Qasas before, and today inshallah we're going for ayah number 7 from Surah Al-Qasas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن ارضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
And we inside the mother of Moses say, suffer him, Moses, but when you fear for him, then cast him into the river and fear not nor grieve. Verily, we shall bring him back to you, and you shall make him one of our messengers.
Let's we say the first word in this ayah, وَأَوْحَيْنَا. Allah said in the language of plural. The seculars all the time, they said, oh, look at this. This is the language of plural. Sighatul jam'a. Wa awhayna. Allah say, wa awhayna. Is there anybody with Allah? Nobody with Allah. But to show you that Allah, when he speak, he doesn't need any help, anybody to help him. But this is exactly the language of ownership, the language of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْحَيْنَا. He didn't say وَأَوْحَيْتُ. He said وَأَوْحَيْنَا. This is the language of plural, group. But this is the language in the Quran. All the time Allah use this kind of language because he's greater. It's exactly nobody could make any decision with him. It's everything from him. وَأَوْحَيْنَا. What's wahy? The verb of awhayna, wahy. Verb, the verb of awhayna, this is the verb in past. Wahy, it's the noun, wahy. Is Jibril came to Umm Musa? Because wahy, we know that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم received the wahy, the revelation, the inspiration. Is Jibril came to Umm Musa and he told her here exactly that to cast him and to exactly to cast him in a river and throw him in the river exactly. This is wahy from Jibril? No, the answer is no. The wahy here come exactly in two language in the Quran. Wahy which has been revealed to all prophets and messengers. Wahy, it's exactly ilham. It's the idea came through her, into her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, I give you another example. Allah said in Surah An-Nahl, for example. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, the bee. Alright? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحْلِ. النحل أوحينا, we inspired, exactly, النحل the bee. Did Jibril come to be? Jibril came to be? To the bees? No. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِتَّكِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بِيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثُمَّ كُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحْلِ, we inspired the bees, we guide the bees to take your house, to build your house from where? The mountain, the best honey ever in a mountain. وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ, you open the tree, you find a flood came from the tree, flood of honey, right? Too much honey come from the tree. وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, whatever the man build it by wood, exactly, division with division for the bee. أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون. ثم كلي. And eat from all fruits. Eat from orange, from strawberry, from the cotton, from all the fruits. That's why you have different color of honey. A honey color, yellow, white, pink, orange. Different kind. It depends. It's up to what fruit she ate. So the honeys will jump automatically to the same color for the same fruits. Right? فَسْلُكِ سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. And this is exactly the way which Allah draw it for you. Go! She doesn't have an option to go to eat from any fruit. But this is by inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْرُجُ مِن بِطُونِهَا شَرَاب. It's come out from their bellies. Sharab, the bees, it looks disgusting for you. You don't like to look at it. But it's from this bees, a sharab, drink will come out from exactly the belly of the bees. Sharab, مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. They have the different colors. فيه, in it, شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In general, all disease, it is exactly the healing and exactly the medicine in the honey. Please, brother, exactly, make the honey is life in your life. We ignore a lot of Quran. We ignore a lot of Sunnah. And we hurry up to go for antibiotic and Tylenol and aspirin, which Allah give it to you easy, nice, to healing. Wallahi, brother, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بطن تؤلمني. Oh, my Prophet of Allah, I have a pain in my bill, in my stomach. The Prophet ﷺ told, go and drink the honey. He came the second day, Ya Rasulullah, I still have a pain. It's bothering me. He said, go, Ya Rajul, eat, drink honey the second day. Third day he came, and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, I still have a pain, I still suffer. قال, go, اذهب واحتسل عسل لقد كذبت بطنك وصدق الله عز وجل. Go and drink the honey. Your belly, your stomach lying to you. And Allah said the truth when He said in the Quran, فيه شفاء للناس. In it has all healing for all mankind. We need to trust Allah. When you take the honey, have full trust, full iman, full faith. When you drink the honey, this is the shifa. Allah will give it to you. But you take the honey and your eyes is concentrating in antibiotic, is not gonna work. It's not gonna work, my brother. It's not gonna work. We need full iman. We need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give it to you for sure. Because He said, فيه شفاء. In it has a general healing, general treatment for all mankind. And the scientists prove it. Now, come back to our stories. So wahy here, it came idea unto the heart of Umm Musa, the mother of Musa. To do what? Number two. إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه. Suckle. Right? Suckle him. أرضعيه. That's number one. الإمام الأصمعي, he saw a servant girl in a market. And when he saw الإمام الأصمعي, الأصمعي is one of the great scholars in Islam. He make a lot of beautiful books in the tafsir. A book of the tafsir of the hadith of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he saw that woman, he said exactly, heard the girl in the market, she said, poem, beautiful words, poem, right? Now, and then she told her, how beautiful this poem. She said, is not perfect than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word for this ayah. And she recited this ayah. And Imam al-Usma'i, he told the girl, what did you understand from this ayah? She said, to command, to exactly advise, are they forbidden? And then two good news in this ayah. Six things counted with me. Think, six you have it in this ayah. The Quran is speaking. We have to feel the sweetness of the Quran. We have to understand the Quran. This interpretation doesn't give you anything. But look at this. Number one, Allah inspired the mother of Musa. Number one, أرضعي, suckle him. That's not command. Command, أرضعي. That's number one. فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم. If you fear that your baby will discover your baby, people will discover your baby, cast him in where? In the river. That's number one. This is the order. It's very difficult, my brother. I need you to open your mind with me. Try to be honest, sincere with me. Is there any mother in the earth could take her baby infant and cast him in the river? Tell me. Wallahi, if we say that, we will be hypocrites. Will be hypocrites. But Allah told her, if you fear, but this is the fairness, the river will kill my baby. But he said, if you fear that the people will discover the baby, take your baby, throw him out exactly in the river. If this is the way of fairness? No, this is the way of to destroy your baby. But look, let's see two command here. Suckle him, number two, to do what? To throw him away if she fear that he will be killed, to throw him where? In the river. Number three. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Advice from Allah. لَا تَخَافِي. Fear not. Number two. لَا تَحْزَنِي. Grieve not. That's two things. Because this action will lead her to do what? To fear, and she will be grieved. She will be sad. She will cry. She will feel that's exactly she killed her baby by herself. So two advice from Allah. Two good news is coming up. Look at this. Two good news. Inna radduhu ilayk. Don't worry. Leave this. This is our job. We will return this baby to you back. How come Allah? I put my baby, I dropped my baby in the river. I'm not going to have him anymore. The wave could take him to a farthest area and I never going to find him. Then Allah, he give her the glad tiding, the good news. We will return him back to you. That's number one. Good news, right? Is this good news or bad news? Good news. And last one. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Baby infant, Allah told her, and we're going to make him one of what? Messenger. Allah, Ya Quran. Six exactly advice we have it from this ayah. Six to command, two forbidden, number three, exact to good news. Six exactly things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told her. This is a great advice from Al-Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Next ayah.
فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين.
Concentrate with me about this. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فُرْعَوْنَ. The people, exactly the household of Pharaoh, begged him. What is that? How is that? How is that one? She told her daughter, the mother, hey, it's a very big decision. It's a very big decision. Baby infant, 9 months, she carried him. She feel pain about the delivery when she delivered the baby, and right away she cast her son in the river. But she told her sister, please go and follow him. Watch the baby, where is the wave gonna send him? That's number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who run all this show to show you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the wave towards the mention of Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a mention, castle, at the shore of the river. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was sent the angel to move him little by little to the shore of war of Pharaoh, not to any place. It's controlled, monitored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, for example,
فأوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقيه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني.
سورة طه. For example, أوحينا, we inspired his mother to do what? To put him in the box. التابوت. The one is small for baby, looks like the box of the dead people. Put him and then cast him in the river. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the third ayah, فَلْيُلْقِهِ here the Quran, my brother, for those who have exactly minds and thinking, the Quran has a lot of great meaning. Fal yulqihi. Yulqihi, what is that? It's related to who? Who's gonna cast him? Al yammu, the river. Will, this is mean, if here it's mean the river will cast him towards the shore of Pharaoh, and the river had no option. This is by our command. We command the river to exactly drop him to the shore of Pharaoh. It's everything is written, my brother. Subhanallah. بالياب الساحل يأخذه عدو لي. My enemy, one of my enemy, will dig him out from the river. عدو لي وعدو له, an enemy also to him. So the same enemy is Allah consider him, the case with him too. He's my enemy and will be his enemy. The same thing. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of the surah, the ayah of surah Taha, يأخذه عدو لي وعدو وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ, I cast all of him, محبة, love from me, ولتصنع على عيني, and you will be made on my eye. Nobody will touch you, nobody will harm you, nobody will kill you. The river cannot do anything with you. This is under my control, under my eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. Ya salam ya Quran. Allahu Akbar. And then after that, Allah said exactly, لِيَكُونَ عَدُوًا وَحَسَنًا, he will be enemy for the Pharaoh and his family member, a grief also for Pharaoh, وَحَمَّان, and their army, all their soldiers. وَجُنَكَانُ خَاطِئِينَ, هَمَّان وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. خَاطِئِين, my brother, is different word also. We need to go for the Quran to give you two different mean. When we say it exactly in the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Right? We hear this dua, right? Oh, our Lord, don't exactly charge us if we forgot, if we make mistake, not purposely. You make the mistake, is exactly, oh Allah, forgive our sins if we commit any mistakes purposely. Not purposely, I'm sorry, not purposely. But here, خاطئ, in the Quran, خاطئ, come from خاطئين, plural, خاطئين. This exactly Pharaoh and exactly Haman, his prime minister, and then after that their soldiers, they were خاطئين, it means wrongdoers, purposely, because they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they reject the message of Islam. But when you make exactly mistake, not purposely, call it خطأ. It's not purposely. It's not purposely. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgive those who commit any sins, not purposely. But those exactly, ya Sheikh, the adultery is haram. It's okay, brother. They are exactly non-Muslim. Let me enjoy. Ya Sheikh, riba, interest, all this exactly. Ya Sheikh, brother, we are in America. Ya Sheikh, exactly so and so, everything. So when you do it purposely. You know the hukm, you know the command. Allah doesn't forgive you if you know the hukm. But if you do that exactly from the side of ignorance, I don't know the hukm, the command, I don't know the banishment, Allah could forgive you. That's exactly we need to learn today, inshallah ta'ala. Let's take ayah before you go, inshallah ta'ala. So this is exactly right by inshallah in the ayah number 9, inshallah we'll take it and we'll finish, inshallah we'll complete tomorrow.
وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. الله. امرأة فرعون as you know قرة عين. It is the eye of my comfort. I need this boy. I love him too much. I cannot control myself. She doesn't have a baby. It's running by Allah. All this show running by Allah. Allah made her doesn't produce any children to a kafir. Because she will be saved. She will be exactly the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. She will be a believer. Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh. So Allah saved her. He doesn't need any child to come from this woman. Believer, good believer, sincere believer. To have a child for Pharaoh. Because Allah liked to purify all of exactly this woman. To save her. To enter the paradise. And to build a mansion for him in the castle in the paradise. So she doesn't have any baby. She wished to have a baby. When she saw the baby came closer to the shore, she looked at the baby. She said, oh, Pharaoh, please, this is the eye of my comfort. Allah cast all the Asiya, the five of Pharaoh, to love that baby. And in the meantime, his hand is blooded because he killed a lot of children of the children of Israel. Babies or baby son from the children of Israel. But this woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, onto her, exactly her heart, Allah cast her with to love that child. Oh Pharaoh, please don't kill him. Qurratu ayni li walak. It's the eye of comfort for you, for me, and you. Look at this. That's what she said. Pharaoh, he answered, No. This is not exactly eye of comfort for me. It's for you only. I don't want him, any baby to grow up in the castle of Pharaoh. I don't need him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Pharaoh say, yes, this is the eye of comfort to me too, Allah will save him from the punishment. But he didn't say, he said, it's not eye of comfort for me. It's for you only. I don't need any baby to grow up. Because how come he killed a lot of children? What is the difference between these children and the baby child of Musa? It's the same thing. It's the color is the same for him. There's no two different colors. His eye is wetted by blood of other children. So he said, it's not the eye of comfort for me. It's for you only. I don't need him. But he said, oh Pharaoh, please. Here is the decision. She said, you know, عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا. We may have any benefits from this boy when he grow up with us, or we will take him as an adopted child in the future. You never know. Please, Pharaoh, save this boy. I love him. So I accepted because he loved Asiya too much. She hit him inside, but he loved her too much. This is exactly also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I need you to transfer exactly you with me, exactly concentrate with me. A man, he loved the woman too much. He ready to do anything for her. If you love any woman, here is the decision, the result before you go. If you love any woman, the woman will control you 100%. Anything she asks, you will exactly respond. You will give it to her. If you hate the woman, you could say, get out of here, I don't want it. But exactly this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the message for the sister to all the time for Allah, to pray for Allah. Oh my Lord, died my husband. Oh my Lord, make my husband love me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him by love, to love his wife exactly, and he will be good with her, he will be kind with her, he will do treat her very nice. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the way also in the Quran. Allah like to show you the deep meaning. What is that? Pharaoh, he loves her too much. She control him totally. Anything she will ask him, he will obey her because he loves. She used to be a pretty woman, and he tried hard to rape her before. But he said exactly her father, she's, no, You cannot rape my daughter. If you need her, you have to pay a mahr dowry. You have to pay a dowry for her in order to get my wife. Pharaoh, he used to take all the wife, any wife of any married woman. He take her purposely without any limitation. He sleep with the most of the woman in the town. But when he came to Asiya, Allah covered her. Allah protected her. And he said exactly, yes, I'm ready to marry her and pay the dowry. Because the love of Asiya cast all his wife control, his exact control his heart. So he accepted to pay the dowry to accept to pay the mahr. And she was after he left. He has a lot of women, but this woman, he loves her more than anyone. If she tell him anything, he will obey. That's exactly in the Quran to show you, to transfer you to understand this Quran more and more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the Quran. Be with us inshallah ta'ala for the rest of the ayat. You will enjoy it a lot in the surah Al-Qasas and the other, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach all of us Al-Quran. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna shnaba. Allahumma tub alayna wa tub ala kulli asi. Allahumma arham mawtana mawta al-muslimin. Allamta bihi kathir min khalqik. Waj'alna min al-rashidin. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه. اللهم علمنا بالقران العظيم واجعله لنا نورا في دنيانا وفي قبورنا وفي اخرتنا التي اليها معادنا. اللهم ارحمنا فانت بنا راحم واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا. اللهم انصر الاسلام وانصر المسلمين واهلك الكفره اعداء الدين واحمي اولاد المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وتقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين واجعل خير اعمالنا يوم لقائك يا مولانا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لبناء هذا المسجد. اللهم اجعلنا اهلا لعبادتك. اللهم اجعلنا اهلا لعبادتك. اللهم ارحمنا يا ارحم الراحمين. واجعل لا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. وارحمنا يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم ادخلنا الجنه جميعا مع الابرار. اللهم ادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار وارزقنا جنتك يا ارحم الراحمين. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه من سنه الى يوم الدين. وجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.